But right now on the stimulus, and this is a joy. Lauren Dugan is with us and has worked with Bloomberg government as deputy news director, but also working with CQ and Roll Call years ago on their acclaimed House Action Reports. Folks, this is so in the weeds. I mean, I usually take the surveillance nap when Lauren Dugan is talking about this kind of stuff. But here we are. Lauren, you are expert at not the headlines of this relief bill, but the true nitty-gritty. What's in those 5,000-plus pages?
Well, we've seen the big headline numbers, right? $900 billion for coronavirus.
But what's really in it?
Well, I mean, everything, basically. You know, this could be called a Christmas tree bill, a kitchen sink bill. This is kind of Congress doing its end-of-the-year business times two, it feels like. 5,000 pages, one of the biggest bills ever. So big it broke the printer and caused some computer programs, apparently, yesterday up on the Hill. But there's everything in here from big money for individuals and for small businesses to things like conveying land to build a Teddy Roosevelt library out in North Dakota. So literally every member probably got something they wanted.
This is great, folks. I can't convey enough, folks, that the world of Lauren Dugan is so twisted and so strange. It's a joy to have him on. How does this actually work? If Congressman Cirilli of Pennsylvania has been there for two terms, has no power, he's not a chairman, he's not a sort of chairman, how does he get the, you know, Philadelphia Eagles library built?
Well, he works with his colleagues, and he builds up support first in committee, and then hopefully you get it across the House and Senate floor. And even if you don't get that bill as it stands as a single item passed, you get people to go along with it, and you build up these omnibus packages. And we've seen this over the years, spending bills that are this large. The coronavirus aid packages have been thousands of pages as well. But to put them all together and then tack on this caboose, which is actually page count-wise the longest part of the bill, it's kind of amazing to watch.
I love that. What's in the caboose? I love that. That's great. How many pages of the 5,593 is the caboose?
That part was about 3,000 pages, and that's everything from your craft beer tax credits being made permanent to the thing I mentioned about Teddy Roosevelt, to the surprise billing deal, which was a major win for people who have been working for a long time to get that in a piece of legislation, to an energy package that Joe Manchin and Lisa Murkowski have been trying to get their colleagues to accept all year long and make twists.
Well, is it, come on, is a pork spread out in the caboose? I'm having fun with this, folks. We're busting Lauren Dugan here. This is great. Is the pork spread out in the caboose where the esteemed senator from Alaska says to someone, I'll support the Cirilli Library if you'll support my energy bill with Joe? Is that how it works?
It does work that way, and it happens behind the scenes most of the time. Sometimes you'll see it on the floor. I'll vote for your amendment if you vote for mine, and they work together and get things done.
Yeah.
Now, the thing with a package like this is it was all behind closed doors, mostly at the leadership level, but then committee chairman can go to the leadership and say, as long as you're putting this big bill together, how about this package that my team and I have worked out with our Democratic and Republican colleagues? Can we get this in there as well?
So have they completely, Lauren, have they completely ripped aside the traditional committee system? Is that like a thing from the past?
That is a complaint that you hear, that members, you know, they spend all this money and time to get to the Hill, and then they want to use their committee seats to really advance something. But especially with COVID having sidelined activity, a lot of this is happening in leadership offices, and they're the ones making the biggest decisions, and, you know, chairmen also have a say in what goes on. But everything gets kicked upstairs to the top of the top when it comes to these major decisions.
Lauren, I've learned more about this bill from you than anybody else, but don't let Cirilli. Lauren Dugan, thank you so much with Bloomberg Government. Really informative there on the caboose of the stimulus bill.